You know, we've done these drive-by canned food drives a couple of times now, and it's been wonderful to see the outpouring. By now, there are thousands of pounds of food and thousands of dollars that people have contributed. You know, I remember the first time we did it, and the driver from the VOA came to pick it all up, and he climbed out of his cab, and his eyes went wide, and he said, "You know, I'm going to have to go back and get the other truck." It felt good. But it also is true that, well, this has all made me a little bit nuts. Because as people come around the corner, it's all I can do to keep from pulling off my mask and reaching into the car and shaking hands or sharing high fives. It feels good to see them, but it's also totally frustrating not to be with them, to wrap an arm around or to hold hands. While we were there, a woman came through, and I recognized her even through the windshield. She's a young mom, and I could tell who she was even looking through the windshield. But as she pulled up and she pushed the button to lower the driver's side window, I saw an expression on her face that I couldn't really understand. It wasn't familiar, and it wasn't joyful. It was kind of oddly blank. Well, she pushed another button and the back deck opened on her minivan, and we took out all the groceries and added it to the pile. And then she drove further around and picked up the goodie bags for the kiddos. It was a couple of days later when I was on the phone. I was calling her about something else, and she said to me, "You know, I'm sorry." What do you mean?" I asked. Well, she said, it hadn't occurred to her what it would be like. She said that it was all I could do to keep from crying. In fact, I had to pull off on the way home because I was bawling so hard. I just didn't realize, she said, what it would be like to see those people, to realize the circumstances that brought the moment to necessity. She said that, well, she was glad to see that her church could do something in the wake of it all. I hung up the phone and I took a deep breath, and then I ended up just calling the next one. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you the advocate, and he will be with you forever." The advocate, the New Testament ancient Koine Greek, there is paraclete. You can guess what it means. It's the one who comes alongside, the defender, the champion. The paraclete is the ally, the powerful companion, one who abides in me and with me, the one who abides for me. We're not alone. We're not alone in our aloneness, not alone in our isolation or separation. Maybe you're remembering the words of Charles Wesley. He wrote that great hymn, "Love Divine, All Loves Excelling." Every time Carla hears this one in church, she sheds a little tear because that was the one that was played on our wedding day. And I'm pretty sure that the tear means she really, really loves me. But you know the text of the second couple of verses? "Come, Almighty, to deliver, let us all thy life receive. Suddenly return and never, nevermore thy temples leave. Thee we would be always blessing, serve thee as thy hosts above, pray and praise thee without ceasing, glory in thy perfect love." Perfect love, perfect advocacy, the Holy Spirit is here now. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.